All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Let's begin. We begin today the fifth chapter of Chovas HaTalmidim, page Memtes. So the Mechaber writes as follows. Harotz, remember again, the title of this chapter is Eze Itzos Pratios Lemisrape. So remember again, in the last chapter, we've been speaking about the dangers of laziness and lethargy. Now we've outlined the dangers and the destructiveness. Now we need to figure out some practical pieces of advice in order to combat it. So writes the Mechaber, Harotzon bilvad shetirtze liyos charutz ovid as Hashem lo dai lecha. So this is actually amazing. The first thing the Mechaber says is the desire to be diligent and the desire not to be lazy or lethargic is not enough. In other words, the desire ultimately to what he calls a charetz over the session, to be diligent in the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not enough to be diligent. Tzarech ata lahamik v'limtza itzos v'tachbulos la'aker u'lisharish bahen es hasrapus v'lukboa b'chas acharitzos. I have to figure out strategies. I have to think hard about strategies and approaches to uproot lethargy from within myself and to replace it with a sense of diligence and purpose. The truth is, says the Mechaber, don't think that this is unique to hisrapus, to lethargy. This is true with all negative traits. Lo dai beratzon bilvad, shetirtze sheta'avorna midosech haros mimcha, v'tuchlafna al midos tovos. It's not enough to identify your negative traits and want to replace them with positive ones. Rak tzorech ato lahamik limtza itzos v'tachbulos shonos lahen. In life, if you want to make change, you need strategies. In life, if you want to go ahead and get rid of the midos which are holding you back, you have to create strategies to live differently, to live better. Kimidos rose, which is an incredible insight. Remember, there's no question that will is a very important first step and prerequisite to personalistic change. That's absolutely true. But what the Mechaber is pointing out over here is the will to change, the desire to change, the want to change, whereas it's a very good first step, is exactly that, a first step. At the end of the day, if you want a real change to take place, real change requires strategy. Real change requires one ultimately to go ahead and make an approach ultimately as to how one is going to live differently. Identify the negative traits, actively uproot them, and then go ahead and replace them with something positive. Kimidos rose min machlas hanefesh vagufin, because negative character traits literally, again, are an illness of the soul and of the body. Meaning, it is actually an incredible idea. So negative character traits is mamish like an illness. It's an illness of my behavior, and it's an illness that could impact me physically as well. Because negative character traits could ultimately lead me to engage in negative behaviors. So it's a spiritual malady that could also manifest itself in a physical malady. If a person is physically sick, can he will himself back to health without actively engaging in some type of medicinal form of healing? So at least from the pre-existence perspective, the answer to that is no. I don't know, maybe there are other, you know, forms of healing which, you know, but lemaisa, again, the pre-existence says, at least in the conventional world, if you have a headache, Tylenol is very helpful. Right? You can will whatever you want, but at the end of the day, some type of medicinal healing is necessary. He says, and it's the same thing with midos. What is true with physical malady is the same with spiritual malady of negative character traits. It is not enough to will yourself back to health, but a person has to go ahead and undertake the active strategies to change things around. Therefore, when it comes to laziness and lethargy that we are dealing with now, kevan sha'ata ba'atzmicha ikar ha-mechanech oscha ha-amek b'machalascha. Therefore, Abbasi, when it comes to laziness and lethargy that we are dealing with now, Abbasi, he said this phrase in last chapter, I am the Iker Mechanich. I am, this is actually an incredible insight, I am my primary educator. Right, think it's just a moment. I am my Rebbe. You know, there's the Mishnah, I don't know if I mentioned this last parak, but the Mishnah in Pirkei Avos brings down on the concept of Aseh Lecha Rav, make for yourself a teacher. So the Medrash Shmuel has a very, very novel approach. He says, Aseh Lecha Rav, make yourself your Rebbe. What does that mean? What does that mean? Just like I turn to a Rebbe for my spiritual development, for spiritual guidance, at a certain point in life, a person has to say, the buck of me stops with me. I am responsible for who I become. I am responsible for what I become, and I'm responsible for what I don't become. At the end of the day, that's the Piaget that says, I am in charge of my chinuch. I am in charge, ultimately, again, not just of my education, but of my spiritual maturation. That responsibility rests with me. And therefore, he says, Kevan sha'ata ba'atzmecha, ikar ha-mechanech, oscha, ha-mek b'machalascha. Therefore, again, own it. Take responsibility over your illness. Take responsibility over your shortcomings. Ha-mek b'machalascha, his amets, be strong. Mishal ufakot alecha, take responsibility over yourself. An incredible insight. Second paragraph, page memtes. Kodem kol avoda. So he says, now that what we've established is, number one, I have to combat lethargy and laziness. That's number one, or one and two. Right? We'll say, secondly, it's not enough just to will change, and this is an incredibly important episode. It is not enough to will change. You have to actively take steps towards change. And number three, I am the one who is primarily responsible for my own spiritual development. At the end of the day, I am my Iker Machanich. It's second paragraph, page Memtes. We'll also do a few more lines. Kodem Kol Avoda. So we'll say, step number one. So now we're going to get into the active strategies with combating lethargy. Active strategies. Kodem Kol Avoda. Hisbonin. Kama Zman Tzricha Hi Lishos. Upekol Dalecha. So we'll say, number one. Whenever, this is incredible, whenever you undertake any task in life, allot a certain amount of time for it. So if you have to do something in life, figure out how long that particular task is supposed to take. L'mashal, daf Gemara. Person wants to learn a daf of Gemara. Kama zman yish... Sorry, l'mashal, daf Gemara ze yisha sha'a. Or lachzer alav bechatzi shavalo yosef. So for example, I want to learn a page of Gemara, and I say to myself, you know what? A page of Gemara should take me an hour. Or to review it should take me a half hour. And no more. V'tifkot al atzmecha pekuda chazaka kodem kol, kol ma'as avoda. And I will say, engage in this exercise, says the Mechaber, before you do anything in life. Don't just engage in a task. Don't just make to-do lists. But a lot of times for each task, I will say, this is such a simple strategy, but it's so profound. Remember again, the Mechaber is trying to combat lethargy. He's trying to combat laziness. He's trying to combat atzlos. So the first thing he says is, when you have to do something in life, assign a time to it. No task in life can be open-ended. If it has to get done, ultimately, again, daf Gemara takes this amount of time. Cleaning out the garage takes this amount of time. You know, whatever it is, a particular thing at work takes this amount of time. Assign a time to it and stick to that timeline. He says, and before you start anything in life, any task in life, you have to say, asiyazu lo esra shalba, rak b'meshech zman hazeh egmerena. And a person should say to themselves, I have a time, I'm going to stick to my timeline, and I will not go over the timeline. V'achar shegamarta, tabit. And then after you finish the task, then analyze the task. Im lo echarta tismach. If at the end of the day you didn't take too long, then be happy. V'mecharta, and if you went over your time limit, Now, if you went over your time limit, you know, because of some type of obstacle or something else that happened, okay, that you couldn't control, fine. But if that's not the case, but rather, again, in Sira Bosai, what the Mechaber is trying to sensitize us to is what? If a certain task should take a certain amount of time, and it ends up taking more than that time, what happened? What happened? Lethargy. Lethargy happened. Besides the fact that I'll go ahead and I'll give up. Lethargy. Right? Again, no, don't shake your head. This is the truth. This is the MS. You have to be realistic in the amount of time you assess. Sometimes you give the wrong amount of time. That's why you have to think about the timeline. But the Mechaber says, this is unequivocally true. This is, you have to give the right amount of time. But if you give the right amount of time and you don't get the job done in the amount of time we're supposed to get done, there are two possibilities. Possibility A, leaving aside the possibility that you didn't allot enough time. Let's assume that's not the case. Possibility A is that something got in the way. Okay, sometimes you can't plan for those things. But possibility B, which the Piagetsna says is the more common one, is you were lethargic. You were not zoriz in getting the act done. Because if I was zoriz in getting it done, it would have gotten done in the allotted time. If it doesn't get done in the allotted time, it means I took a more lackadaisical, relaxed, lethargic approach to accomplishing the task. He says, titzta'er, is actually interesting. He says, titzta'er, v'tichas al atzmecha ma'od leimor. Person should get upset at themselves. We'll skip the Yiddish for just a moment and just go to the, he starts yelling at himself in Yiddish. But if you take a look at the parentheses, oya, mai yes sofiti. What's going to be with me in the end? Ba'atzlusi ha'psucha hareini ma'abid shnei olamos umachis al yada eskoni. Because of my laziness, essentially, I'm losing out on life. Because of my laziness, I'm losing out on life. V'ka'asher tistragel kach u'pekudo zu tikba b'cha v'ol chazak ya'al tzavar chavazeh az b'chol is limudach targish b'kir b'cha kilo omeid mi al gabcha. V'docha oschalemor al tisrape v'lo tisse b'datcha lachshov machshavos acheros be'emtzalimudecha. And I will say what ends up happening is as follows. There's another piece. And I will say this. I think is so prevalent for so many of us, which is what I begin one task and then I go ahead and I start doing something else in the middle of that task. So we often call it multitasking. Right? But the truth is, we all know what happens when you multitask, right? You do two things, or three things, or four things at like 60% each, as opposed to focusing on one thing and potentially getting it at 90%, you know, efficiency. So the Mechaber says, and this is incredible, he says, strategy number one is when you undertake a task in life, go ahead and allot a time to it. If something else got in the middle and prevented you from going ahead and doing that, okay, that you can't control. But if that's not the case, if you met your timeline, give yourself a shkoyach. If you did not meet your timeline, then the truth is you have to be a little bit hard on yourself. Because you have to ask yourself, what happened? And what's going to be if you can't lead a life of efficiency? And what's going to be if you can't maximize your time? How will you ever get ahead? How will you ever accomplish? How will you ever do what you're supposed to do if you can't stick to the timelines you've given yourself in life? And we have to stop over here. But this strategy number one for ultimately dealing with life lethargy. All right.